You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. The COVID-19 pandemic is pushing some low-wage immigrant workers into an economic freefall. Housekeepers, nannies, and gardeners have lost their livelihoods, and some of those who do still have jobs are risking their health to go to work. For some domestic workers in California, this all feels very familiar. They've been through life-changing disasters before.
Meanwhile, in Northern California, a massive wildfire is devastating the state's wine country.
Containment of that Kincade fire actually shrinking overnight as those historically powerful winds fuel the flames.
Domestic workers and their advocates are using lessons learned from California's wildfires to support their communities through this pandemic. And they're pushing for legislation that could protect workers in future disasters. KALW immigration reporter Teresa Katsourilis has more.
When the Tubbs Fire burned through Santa Rosa in 2017, Socorro Diaz started losing work. She cleans houses for a living, and when several of those homes burned to the ground, she didn't know how she was going to pay her rent. So she picked up jobs where she could. I cleaned all the ash out of certain properties, she says, homes that hadn't burned to the ground but were close to ones that had. Socorro is one of dozens of domestic workers across California who've shoveled wildfire ash out of houses like this. She says her employers didn't give her any safety gear and that the work gave her a nosebleed and throbbing headaches. Wildfire ash can be toxic, but a past KALW investigation found that many domestic workers are not provided with masks, gloves, or other gear by their employers. Now, Socorro's sheltering in place with her family, trying to scrapbook and distract herself. The Tubbs fire was bad, but this pandemic, Socorro says it's worse.
Es peor.
Ahora es peor porque con el incendio, pues es.
At least during the wildfire, you could go outside, even with all the smoke, she says. And now she doesn't have any work at all. When California issued its shelter-in-place order, Socorro abruptly lost all 15 of her regular clients. She says two of her employers offered to pay her for an additional week or so as some sort of severance pay. Then one of them forgot to do it. Some of Socorro's employers offered to rehire her when the pandemic's over. But right now, that's not much help. I have employers, but I don't have a job, she says. I have no idea when it'll come back. When I talked to her last week, she was worried about her rent and water bill. As California's COVID-19 outbreak grinds into its second month, domestic workers are out of work without access to social benefits. And the workers who have held on to their jobs are increasingly risking their health. For wildfire survivors like Socorro, of course, this is a familiar pattern, and they have some systems in place to respond to it. Socorro is also a community organizer at the Grayton Day Labor Center, a worker-led organization that connects low-wage immigrants with jobs around Santa Rosa. Christy Lubin is the center's director.
You know, I've been through, in 2.5 years, 2 major fires. This is like natural disaster upon natural disaster. So, you know, what I'm learning is that I now know how to transition into crisis mode very rapidly.
Christy says the pandemic has left her community reeling. Of the 200 workers that the Grayton Day Labor Center regularly connects with, Christy estimates that at least 90% of them have lost their jobs in the past month.
Nobody has any money to buy food, to buy gas.
Many domestic workers are also undocumented, which means they're prohibited from claiming unemployment and ineligible for federal aid. So, Grayton and its partner organizations have relaunched the UndocuFund, a program they created in the aftermath of 2017's Tubbs Fire. It provides disaster relief to undocumented workers who don't qualify for federal aid. Christy says nearly 4,000 people have applied for assistance, but the fund has only netted a fraction of the donations it received during wildfire season. The city of Oakland's established a similar program, and San Francisco's offering to pay undocumented families $500 a month to help them weather this crisis. But workers and their advocates worry that financial aid won't be enough. Kim Alvarenga is the director of the California Domestic Workers Coalition, an alliance of day labor centers and workers' rights groups throughout the state.
this moment has really made visible and amplified the challenges that domestic workers face and have faced for many years.
For labor advocates, the pandemic is just the latest in a series of disasters that have instilled their cause with a sense of urgency. While many domestic workers have lost their jobs, Kim says some caregivers and personal attendants are still going to work.
And those that are working are being affected by the health, being impacted by this crisis. We have members that work as caregivers in residential care facilities that are being exposed.
I am actually quarantining myself as we speak because I may have been exposed to the coronavirus. Taking care of this client, who is a 98-year-old bedridden woman.
Lee Plaza is a caregiver in Los Angeles who works with elderly patients. She's also an organizer with the Coalition. This audio is actually from a Zoom press conference that the Coalition held last week. Lee's employer didn't give her an N95 or surgical mask to protect herself. And while there is a nationwide mask shortage, some California employers actually aren't required to provide safety protection to in-home caregivers. Household domestic service jobs aren't covered by CalOSHA, which means domestic workers are excluded from California's health and safety laws.
The facility and my agency did not even tell us that any of the residents were sick.
At this press conference, the Domestic Workers Coalition and other advocacy groups launched a statewide campaign to pass SB 1257, legislation that would close this loophole once and for all. The bill was written by State Senator Maria Elena Durazo, a Democrat representing Central and East Los Angeles. Coalition members agreed to prioritize this legislation earlier this year because of workers like Socorro, who were exposed to toxic ash during wildfires. Now, they're hoping it'll help workers like Lee, too. Domestic Worker Coalition Director Kim Alvarenga says her organization considered stepping back from their legislative agenda this year. It felt like workers were going through enough.
We had 100 members on a call and asked them, you know, is this the time to pursue this, considering like the financial crisis that you all are going through? And they overwhelmingly came back and said to us, there is no time but now. Our lives depend on it. Like these health crises and these natural disasters are going to happen again.
If we want better labor protections during California's next major disaster, the workers argued, we'd better start fighting for them now. In Sonoma County, I'm Teresa Katsourilis for Cross Currents.
Teresa is KALW's immigration reporter. Support for her story came from the USC Annenberg Center for Health Journalism's 2019 National Fellowship and the Dennis A. Hunt Fund for Health Journalism.